For this Monday, May 19th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Yesterday, a ribbon-cutting ceremony was held to open Avery's Place in Hageman Park in Mount Vernon. Avery's Place is a playground designed to ensure that every child, regardless of ability, can experience the joy of a playground. It's the first inclusive playground in Posey County. Avery's Place is named in honor of Avery Bestie, a Mount Vernon teen who lived with a rare genetic disorder called partial trisomy 13 until she passed away at the age of 18. Officials say the playground stands as a joyful living tribute to Avery's legacy. The Posey County Community Foundation is now accepting applications for its 2025 Community Good Grants Program. Nonprofits serving Posey County are invited to apply by Monday, August 4th. These grants support a wide range of local programs that make a real impact in the community. Full details and the online application are available at poseycountycf.org. For help, you can contact Amy Smith at 812-838-0288. You can also follow the foundation on Facebook for the latest updates. Coming up tonight in local high school sports, North Posey baseball plays at Memorial at 5 o'clock. The Vikings are 17-7. Mount Vernon baseball takes on Tell City on the road at 6 o'clock. The Wildcats sit at 4-13. And Mount Vernon softball journeys to Tecumseh at 5:30. Wildcats softball has a record of 5-6. Switching to local college sports from over the weekend, USI baseball closed the regular season by winning 2-3 at Lindenwood and finished 15-12 in the Ohio Valley Conference. They will be the number 5 seed in this week's OVC tournament at Mountain Dew Park in Marion, Illinois. USI plays 8 seed Little Rock on Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock. The first day is single elimination, and if USI wins, they would then advance to the 6-team double elimination bracket. Evansville baseball finished their regular season schedule by losing 2-3 at home to the Bradley Braves over the weekend. The Aces went 10-17 in the Missouri Valley Conference and did not finish in the top 8 of the conference. They will miss out on the conference tournament this week. From Major League Baseball on Sunday, the St. Louis Cardinals could not complete the 3-game sweep in Kansas City as the Royals salvaged the game by winning 2-1. The Cardinals concluded their 9-game road trip with a 7-2 record. They return home with a 26-21 overall record and will start a 3-game series against the Detroit Tigers tonight at 6:45. The Chicago Cubs swept the Chicago White Sox at home 6-2. The Cubs moved to 28-19 on the season. They now hit the road to Miami to square off against the Marlins in a 3-game set that starts this evening at 5:40. The Cincinnati Reds pulled off a 3-game sweep at home over the Cleveland Guardians 3-1. The Reds moved back to 500 24-24. They're in Pittsburgh tonight for the opener of a 3-game series with the Pirates at 5:40. Last Tuesday in the NBA playoffs, the Indiana Pacers advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals by defeating the Cleveland Cavaliers in a best-of-seven series 4-1. The Pacers will take on the New York Knicks in a best-of-seven series for Indiana. It's their second straight trip to the Eastern Conference Finals. They have not been to the NBA Finals since 2000 and have never won an NBA title. The Pacers beat the Knicks in 7 games in the semifinals last year. This is Indiana's 5th trip to the Eastern Conference Finals since 2000. The series begins on Wednesday night in New York at 7 o'clock. That's news and sports for this Monday, May 19th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Monday. Your weather forecast is next.